Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our first all-age service of the new year. I don't know why this microphone's doing this. I might swap over to another one later. Sorry. So notices before we start. First of all, fire exits. There's one there and there's one there. If we're not expecting a fire alarm, if the fire alarm goes off, I'm knocking old ladies to get over to that door. Follow the stewards, they'll direct you what to do. Toilets are that way. And we will be singing, so if you want to stand while we're singing, you can stand. If you don't want to stand, you don't have to. George has a notice.
Thank you. Wow, power. Next Saturday evening, 6 till 9, is our January social, 6 to 9 with food at 6:30. It's the start of our fundraising campaign for Tekor in Albania. So there will be sort of social things and maybe a bit of Tekora stuff. Suggestions for food, any volunteers would be welcome. Probably, are we thinking of a hot pot or something, Chris? Yes, something like that. And secondly, in 2 weeks' time, I think you'll be receiving the sheets for the Bible reading week, so you can look forward to that.
Thanks, George. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you, humbled by your majesty, overwhelmed by your love for us, gathered here in your presence to worship you and to listen to your words for us. We thank you that we can meet freely, and we thank you that you are here with us now, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to sing our first song, King of Kings, Majesty. Be seated. Now I'm going to get this out there at the start. I'm not feeling 100% at the moment. I was up half the knife. If you come near to me and I smell a bit funny, it's clove oil that I've been running on, rubbing on a toothache. If it's something else, I don't know what it is you're smelling. Okay. So if I collapse halfway through, just leave me. Okay. It'd be cheaper than the dentist, wouldn't it? Could I have the first slide, please? Okay. Now, in some television series you watch, they have a theme going through the series or part of the series where they'll mention something and they don't explain what it is. And then a couple of weeks later or the next week, they'll mention it again and you go, what's that they're talking about? Why don't they answer it? They did it in Doctor Who, I don't know if you remember, with Bad Wolf. The word Bad Wolf kept appearing everywhere on the TARDIS and all that. Nobody. Nope. Okay. Yes. Well, for the last few months in church, I've been doing exactly that. Has anybody noticed? I'm looking at you, Brandon. Tune in food. Well, okay, could I have the next slide? Clue number one, in September at the all-age service, I wasn't there. You can turn them off if you want. It's not that one. It's the bottom ones. There we go. Still the wrong one. Oh, not causing anything. Should have run off then, shouldn't I? In September, I wasn't at the all-age service, but I did a load of videos. And in the first one, I referred to myself as the character Harry Seldon in Isaac Asimov's Foundation saga. And I said I'd recorded myself in the past to appear in the future. Next slide, please. In October all-age service, I appeared again in video, this time holding a copy of Isaac Asimov's Foundation book. And I said, if you know, you know. And left it at that. Next slide, please. In the November service, I did a good, bad, or indifferent quiz where I put pictures of people up and I said, are they good, bad, or indifferent? And one of the pictures was Isaac Asimov, author of the Foundation saga. And finally, in the Christmas Day service, I asked for symbols of Christmas, like Christmas trees and crackers and things like that. And one of the characters, one of the symbols, was a donkey or a mule. Not, I said, to be confused with the character, the mule, from Isaac Asimov's Foundation saga. See what you've missed? All this preparation and you've missed it all. Next slide, please. So am I going to be talking about tuna in food? No. If you mix the words up, you get foundation. What an audience. Yes, I'm going to be talking about foundation. It's the start of the year. It's the foundation of the year. And we're going to be looking at how we should be building the year from now on. But first, we're going to sing another song. We're going to be singing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the fallen hedge of the ages, and the things above will grow strange within, in the light of his glory. Turn your eyes to the hillside, which tells this of mercy and grace. Where the Son of God gave his life for us, and a measureless debt was erased. Savior of the Lord, O Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Turn your trust, we turn our eyes to you. Turn your eyes to the heavens. Our King will rise up for his own. Every knee will bow, every tongue will shout. Savior of our soul, Lord Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Jesus, to you we lift our voice. Jesus, our glory and our praise. We adore you, behold you, our Savior of our soul.
Seated. Sorry, we've got a very complicated service today in terms of sound and stuff, so I'm just helping the girls out. We're going to have our reading, if you wouldn't mind, please, Darren. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 to 15. Don't switch that light off. I can't see what I'm doing. You can turn it off in a minute. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Now, next slide, please. Because we're talking about Foundation, which is the science fiction book, we're going to have a science fiction quiz. You can turn them lights off now, George. Thank you. The bottom ones. There we go. Anybody know what that spaceship is? This isn't part of the quiz, but anybody know what that spaceship is? Nah. Rubbish. Anybody? It's Voyager. Goodness sake, you can tell by the front shape of it. And the number. It's Voyager. It says on it, NCC 74656, Voyager. 1 point to me. I'm going to split you into two teams, okay? This team is the Eloi. Team Eloi. This team is the Morlocks. We'll come on to that in a minute. Now, I didn't know how many questions to ask. I was going to ask 6 or 7, but I'm only going to ask 5 each. So the first question to the Eloi. Are you ready on the sound desk? To what series of films is this the theme tune? One thing I've asked them to do. Well, I've no shouting out. This is to the Eloys. I want hands up in the air. Hands up in the air. Cameron, what's the answer? What film was that from? Star Wars. Correct. 1 point to the Eloy. Morlocks, are you ready? In H.G. Wells' 1895 novella, The Time Machine, thank you, I didn't ask you, but thank you. the protagonist, you can do the next one as well. The protagonist travels forward in time to AD 802,701 and discovers that the human race has evolved into two separate species, the Eloi and the Morlocks. After some adventures, he travels back in time to his own time. Now, in the TV series Better Call Saul, the character Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, gives his reason why travelling backwards in time is impossible. What is that reason? No. No. Anybody under Eloi? No. Because it would break the second law of thermodynamics. Bouncing balls come to rest. Balls at rest don't start bouncing. Okay, so we're going back over to the Eloi. Not yet. Eloi, who is Princess Leia's twin brother? Anybody? Do you know Cameron? No? Okay. Luke Skywalker, correct. There he is. Thank you, Darren. Okay, Morlocks, your question. Next slide, please. In the Star Trek film Wrath of Khan, the eponymous Khan Noonien Singh, played by Ricardo Montalban, tells the character Pavel Chekhov, played by Walter Koenig, "I never forget a face." Why did this cause consternation among the Star Trek fans? No, not quite. Close. Anybody? Okay, it's because the character of Khan was first introduced in Series 1 of Star Trek, the original series, and the character of Chekhov wasn't cast until Series 2, so he could never have seen his face. Not doing so well, are we, over there? Okay, next slide, please. For the Eloi, who is this? Cameron? You don't know. Go on. It's Jabba the Hutt. Well done. Okay. Morlocks. Yes, can we have the next slide, please? In the film 2001 A Space Odyssey, directed by Stanley Kubrick, and the book at the same name was being written by Arthur C. Clarke at the same time, they were collaborating together. In the book, the spaceship Discovery travels all the way to Saturn. But in the film, he only goes to Jupiter. Why? Sorry? Really? Anybody over this side? No. No, it wasn't that. No, it was because when Stanley Kubrick looked at the special effects that were being produced by Douglas Trumbull for the planet Saturn, he thought they weren't good enough. So he only went to Jupiter. Okay. Nearly there. Near the end of your ritual humiliation. Eloi, the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia and the grandson of Darth Vader, is Kylo Ren, played by Adam Driver. What colour is his lightsaber? No. It's red. Can I have the next slide? It's red. Okay. Morlocks. After his failed attempt to create the effects for Saturn in 2001 A Space Odyssey, Douglas Trumbull then went on to perfect them for another science fiction film, starring a man whose daughter would go on to feature in an adventure film featuring dinosaurs. What was the name of that science fiction film? Nope. Okay, anybody over here? The adventure film was Jurassic Park, but the science fiction film was called Silent Running, and it starred Bruce Dern, and his daughter was Laura Dern, who was in Jurassic Park. Right. Eloi, how many legs does an AT-AT walker have? Go on, Sue. No, it doesn't. Over to this side for a bonus point. Four. Can I have the next picture? There we go. Four legs on an AT-AT walker. okay, so that's a half a point to the Morlocks. Half. It's only. It's, yeah. So, would you like a Star Wars question, Morlocks? No. In Star Wars 4, A New Hope, Han Solo makes a proud boast about his spaceship, the Millennium Falcon. That boast was scientifically inaccurate, and required a heavily fudged explanation in the 2018 film Solo, A Star Wars Story. What was that boast and why was it incorrect? No. Because it went into hyperspace anyway, so that was, yeah. Anybody? It was the Kessel Run. He's got it, yes. Han Solo said, but why was it wrong? Okay, you only get half a point because you only got half the question. Han Solo said that the Millennium Falcon had made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, and a parsec is a measure of distance, not a measure of time. That's what that is. So at the end of it, we have the Eloi with 4 points and the Morlocks with 1 point. Now, was that a fair quiz? It wasn't a fair quiz, obviously. The Morlocks' questions were quite hard. The Eloi had not seen any of those Star Wars questions beforehand. I hadn't given them any prior knowledge. It's just that they had a good knowledge, a good foundation in Star Wars. Can I have the slide foundation, please? Thanks. If we find something enjoyable, we immerse ourselves in it. We read or watch or listen to things about it. We want to find out more about it. We search out the experts and we gain knowledge from them, and then we become experts as well. But we have to be careful which experts we go to. Now, Facebook and TikTok and Snapchat are your experts. Well, I'd advise you to find better experts. We had a customer who came into our shop one day and said, "Did you know, in places, the skin of the lunar lander was thinner than tinfoil? How can they expect us to believe that they went to the moon in something that flimsy?" Well, actually, I did know that in places the skin of the lunar lander was thinner than tinfoil. They did it to keep the weight down, but also it wasn't tinfoil like you get in the kitchen. It was special grade tinfoil that was, it was tensile strength comparable to steel. That customer hadn't spoken to a rocket expert, so her foundation wasn't very stable. So you need to have a good foundation to become an expert yourself. And that's equally true in our Christian life. Like it said in our reading, if you can have the next slide, please. "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, we're going to sing two songs, and the collection will be taken up in the second one. In the collection, we have two little tubs, which are for sponsored children, and two bags, which are for the work of the church. A lot of the people in the church give electronically, so don't feel that you have to put something in those bags. Don't feel forced to do it. Okay, so we're going to sing Cornerstone and then Faithful One. Stand if you want to. Thanks.
Stone, weak stone, in Savior's stone, through the stone, he is Lord.
I call out to you.
I'm just going to pray for the collection now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts and blessings that you give to us, and lift these offerings that come from you back to you now. We pray that they will be used wisely, both in the work of this church and in the lives of those who will benefit from them. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my foundation in microphone technology, I don't know if you've noticed, but that little rattling's gone away now. It was the microphone cover wasn't screwed in properly. Now, for the next bit, according to the Hornbostel Sachs Musical Instrument Classification System, this is very important, this bit. Drums are a musical instrument. They belong in section 21 of that classification system, and they are entitled struck membranophones, okay? So drums are a musical instrument. With that in mind, who in this room can play a musical instrument? Okay. Who in this room can play two musical instruments? Okay. Who in this room can play three musical instruments? And I'm not doing one for each drum that I play. I do play the guitar and the bass guitar, and the bass guitar is a different instrument from a normal guitar, isn't it? Okay, who in this room can play more instruments than Susie Warburton? Nobody, because she can play them all. Now, a few weeks ago, we sang a song to the tune of Greensleeves. What was it?
Child.
Okay. It doesn't matter. But while it was being played, a member of the sound team whispered in my ear, rather foolishly it turns out, I can play that on the piano. So now we're going to listen to Eleanor, for it was she doing just that. Don't you let your tongue out at me. Put channel one about halfway up.
Thank you.
questions for you. Okay, are we ready?
Thank you, Alan, for that. That was absolutely fantastic. So I've got some questions for you. So first question, how long have you been playing the piano?
I think I've been playing the piano for about 2 years.
2 years, brilliant. And who taught you to play?
My piano teacher.
Okay. And how often do you practice?
Maybe twice a week.
Twice a week, that's fantastic. Okay, thank you very much. I think that deserves another round of applause. Thanks. Yes, so learning a musical instrument isn't easy. Whether you're taking lessons from an experienced musician or whether you're teaching yourself, it's not an easy thing to do. You have to tell parts of your body to do things that they haven't done before, which can make you sore or ache or feel silly. I taught myself to play the drums, and the first thing you have to develop is something called limb independence. Which means you have to make your arms and legs do different things at different times. We have to get the basics right when we're doing these things to be as close to flawless as humanly possible. The tiny, often mundane skills that we start off learning are laid on top of one another until they form a strong foundation to build on. In the example of drums, once you've got your limb independence and you can play a basic 4-4 pattern, you can start to learn tricks like fills and paradiddles and rim shots and how to operate your hi-hat. Sometimes we might cut corners at the start, looking for an easy way, and that bites us on the bum later on. Guitarists, now, I'm going to say this, and I'm not looking at the music group because I don't want to bring them to the spotlight, but guitarists are supposed to place their thumb of their fretting hand, and I'm left-handed, so I'm doing this, on the back of the neck of the guitar. But that aches when you start doing it. So you'll often see someone playing the guitar with the thumb over the top. I do that. That's what I do. But it leads to unnecessary tension and can give you limited finger movement. And in our Christian life, if we don't do the basics, if we don't study the Bible in detail, we can get the wrong idea about what it says. That's not to say people who study the Bible in detail never get the wrong idea about what it says. It's a complicated book. But you'll have a better understanding of who you are and what you're supposed to be as a Christian if you read the Bible regularly. Have you got another slide? You haven't got a talk in this bit, have you? No. In the book of Jude, in verses 20 and 21, we read, "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." The Greek word there for building yourselves up is defined as to finish the structure of which the foundation has already been laid. If we build our Christian lives on the foundation that's already been laid, which as we saw in our first reading is Jesus Christ, then we have the best chance of being the best Christians we can be. So we're going to sing again, and we're going to sing "My Jesus, My Savior." If you'd like to stand.
To the Lord of the end, let us see.
I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, all of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound.
Thank you. Please take a seat. We're going to come together now in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for this world that you've given to us. We ask your forgiveness for the way we're treating it and each other, none of which was in your plan. We pray for world leaders that they would govern wisely. We pray against saber-rattling and power-grabbing and selfishness among those who can do the most harm. Thinking of our country, we would pray for unity among our political leaders. Pray for wisdom and compassion and justice in their decision-making. And thinking of our own town, we pray for local services that they will operate in the best way for the people of Soundbatch. And we pray for local businesses that help keep our town alive and interesting. And we think of our own church during this interregnum. We pray for our leaders as they look into the direction this church is wanting to take, and leaders in the search for a new minister, if that's what you have planned for us. And for practicalities over the manse and Oasis and the tenants above Oasis. And now just take a moment to pray in silence for those of our congregation and families and friends who are ill or suffering in some other way. Let them know your strong and loving arms around them. We bring all these prayers together and lay them before you, for we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen. Could I have the next slide, please? Thank you. This is section 3 of my talk. There are 4 sections. Last night at 7 o'clock, there were only 3. I'd missed a song out. Anyway, so I've split this into 2. These buildings are the Nuffield and Physics West buildings at the University of Birmingham, where I spent 3 years getting my brain mashed. The bridge, I don't know if you can see, just at the far right there. That leads to the mathematics building, and the bridge was known as the Maths Physics Bridge, so you can imagine how nerdy that was. I went to my first introductory physics lecture, and this man came into the lecture theatre, and I did go on the University of Birmingham website to try and find a picture of him, but I couldn't. But it does turn out that a lot of the lecturers in the University of Birmingham Physics and Astronomy Department look about 17 years old now. So this guy comes into the lecture theatre and he starts speaking to us in a foreign language. And I'm thinking, well, one of us is in the wrong room. And after a few sentences, he stopped and he said, "The reason I did that is to show you that you can't understand something unless you know the language. And the language of physics is mathematics." Could I have the next slide, please?
He said, you can't do physics at this level without understanding the mathematics behind it. I used to understand that. That's the Schrodinger wave equation. So in order to have an understanding of physics, you have to have, I had to have an understanding in mathematics. And what we've seen this morning then is that it doesn't matter what the subject is, be it music, art, literature, mathematics, sport, or sciences, or Star Wars, each of them requires a solid foundation in order to go forward with it. Next slide, please. How much more then should our relationship with our Almighty God and Saviour be cultivated in the same way? And this is what I want you to take away from today. I take no credit for the coming up sentence. I read it somewhere, but it sums up what I wanted to say. Each of us ought to carve out the necessary time away from the tyranny of the urgent to dig deep and enjoy the adventure of discovery in our study of God's word so that we may richly understand the foundation of our faith, Jesus Christ. The tyranny of the urgent. All the things that we have in our life, all the homework, the meetings, the hobbies, the traitors, because we're watching that now, time on social media, all these things that we see as urgent. Can I have the next slide, please? Charles Hummel was president of Barrington College in Rhode Island and the director of faculty ministries at InterVarsity, I have to read this, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in Madison, Wisconsin. He wrote a paper called The Tyranny of the Urgent, in which he said, your greatest danger is letting the urgent things crowd out the important. It doesn't mean stop doing all those other things. It means prioritize them and give the greatest priority to your relationship with God. And now we're going to sing again. We're going to sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of ages, clap for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from your wisdom side which flows be a simple double cure. Bless me from its guilt and I saw to wells unknown. Sing you on your judgment throne. Rock of ages, let for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
My rock,
that is Jesus, my rock.
Slide, please. Thank you. To summarize, then, in Colossians 3, verse 17, Paul says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." What better way of living could there be? We have to let the light of Jesus shine into the whole of our lives, including the new things that we're unsure about. And the other difficult parts of our lives, yes, even those parts, so that we can see where we're going next with sure footing on that foundation. Sometimes following Jesus is difficult and uncomfortable, but remember that every step we take following Jesus is the correct step. Could I have the next slide, please? Psalm 40. Verses 1 to 2. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a steady and unwavering God, a firm foundation. Thank you that your promises to us are unshakable and that you never go back on them. I would pray that as we go forward into 2026, we would learn to lean on you more, to build all aspects of our lives on your solid foundation. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to sing our last closing song together, "For I'm Building a People of Power." Stand if you want to. Seated. If you could join us for coffee, tea, biscuits after the service, that would be lovely. So, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.